Where are we? So we are live.
Mr. Smith, can you hear? Is he still trying to call? Is he working on his phone? Is that what's... I wonder if you should, Amanda, should you call him? Oh, I can't hear Amanda.
We are live again.
Okay, and are we recording?
We are.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is June 11th, 2020, Thursday morning, about quarter after nine. We had a few technical difficulties getting started, but I think we've resolved those issues. And we'll be proceeding with our hearing this morning. We have just one item on the agenda. This is the Smith Salimbo request for conditional use permit for an ADU, matter number 20-00424. The order of procedure this morning will be as follows. We'll hear first from the planning department. The planning department, through Mr. Smith, will provide a summary of the proposal, and I have reviewed the staff report and attached exhibits, so I'm familiar with the proposal. Then we'll open this up to the applicant. The applicant may also present on the proposal, and then we'll accept public comment on the proposal. Anyone who has called in or signed in via the video link may provide testimony on the proposal, and I will be keeping the record open for a week on this, and we've been doing that just because in case there are any technical difficulties and someone has difficulty signing in, they still have an opportunity to comment on the proposal, although we've been able to fix any issues that have arisen, so that's not been an issue with these remote hearings as of yet. Are there any questions today on procedure from anyone? Okay, hearing none. Mr. Smith, I think I'll let you go ahead and present on the proposal. If you could state your name for the record.
Yes, my name is Jeff Smith.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. And Mr. Smith, as I mentioned, I have reviewed the staff report and the exhibits 1 through 29 with 30 probably being the PowerPoint, and those are admitted if okay. Assume you want those admitted.
Yes, please.
Okay.
My name is Jeff Smith. I represent Department of Community Development. I'm a land use planner with the department for and I've reviewed many proposals similar to this. The request today is by Goodwin and Kimberly Salimbo. The request is for requesting approval of a conditional use permit to construct a 900 square foot accessory dwelling. The ADU or the accessory dwelling will be served by a private well and an on-site septic system. The existing house is 1,804 square feet. The project includes a 818 square foot two-story garage and storage building. Both the ADU and garage will be designed in a rural farmhouse style like the existing single family house, and will be served by a well and on-site septic. I'm going to try a PowerPoint here. See if I get that to work. Can you see that?
I do not see it as yet. You need to do the share screen function.
And if it's not working out, Jeff, I can probably share it from here, and then we can kind of walk through that with you prompting me to the next slide too, because I've got that ready to go.
That might be a better way to go.
Okay, let's try that.
I can see it.
Okay.
Okay, change. The property is located at 2160 Northeast Sawdust Hill Road. It has Hallsville address. It's located in Commissioner District 1. It's again, it's north of Paulsboro. It's below the former Olympic Property Group acreage to the north. It's about 5,000 acres. Change. As you can see here, this is a assessor parcel map showing the subject property having frontage on Sawdust Hill, and you can see the actual tax lots around the subject property. Change. Here's an overview of this property. It shows the existing house, the outbuildings, and also where it fronts on Sawdust Hill Road, the driveway access, and then up to the north is where there's the ravine area. Change. The Kitsap County resource maps show that this property, at least the top of the slope, is a moderate to hazardous erosion area. But the applicant has had a geologist prepare a report. And the proposal is outside the buffer at the top of slope. So the geologist believes that this is not going to impact the top of slope or the hillside. Change. The comprehensive plan designation is rural residential. It's one dwelling per 5 acres. And change. And then also it has the same zoning designation as one dwelling per 5 acres too, and rural residential. And the intent is to provide the ability for people to have a smaller lot and have a range of rural uses and agriculture, farming in this particular zone. The property is surrounded by single family residential homes all the way around the perimeter on the abutting properties. Okay, change. And here's the site plan showing the proposed garage, the proposed ADU right here, and then the existing single family home is right here. This is the top of slope. There's a well with a 100 foot well radius between the top of slope and the ADU. The onsite septic system is over here that they're gonna add additional leg to that. You can see here that they have, this is the driveway that serves both the existing house and the ADU. There'll be 3 parking spots, stalls in front of the garage, and there's 2 identified in front of the house. The property is 2.6 acres in size. Again, there's a ravine to the north, classified as a high hazard slope area, and it requires a 25-foot setback / buffer from the top of slope. The accessory dwelling units are required to be reviewed as through a conditional use permit in the rural residential zone, and they are reviewed under the criteria of 17-10-060 provisions or special uses. And they're reviewed through approximately 12 criteria. And I'll just quickly run through those. The ADU should, as is permitted in these areas contained within urban growth areas. So this requires a conditional use permit because it's outside an urban growth area. And only one ADUs shall be allowed per lot. Well, there's no other ADUs on the subject property, just an existing residence. There will be a garage, and then you have your basic outbuildings that are rural in nature. The owner of the property must reside in either the primary residence or the ADU. The owner is proposing to reside in the main house, and then my understanding is a relative will be staying in the accessory dwelling unit. The accessory dwelling unit is a one-story kept house. As you can see in front of you, that has a pitched roof and a typical rural style. Again, the ADU will be 900 square feet in size, and the garage will be 818 square feet, two-story. And the upper floor will be used as storage. The ADU must be located within 150 feet of the primary residence. Well, based on the measurements on the site plan, it's approximately 12 feet separation from the ADU to the main house, so it complies with that criteria. And as you can see, that if you scroll down, or change slide, you can see that the on G, the ADU should be designed and maintain a similar appearance. You can definitely see that they have a same appearance. There'll be same siding, probably same general color, pitch roof, etc., and have the same general design as far as a farm style. The ADU must comply with all zoning setbacks. Right now, the front yard setback is over 260 feet. The requirement is 50 feet. And the side yard is 57 feet on to the east, and then 111 feet to the west. And it's a 20 foot setback for the ADU from both sides and rear. So definitely complies with the setback requirements. The health district has approved the on-site septic system. Like I said, they approved an additional leg onto the existing system, and they approved the connection to the existing well. There's no mobile homes on the property, so it complies with that standard. And there is only one access point from Sawdust Hill Road, and the garage and the ADU and the single family home will both use that same access point. So the last requirement is that an ADU is not allowed on a parcel that already has an existing accessory living quarters. And the proposal is consistent with that requirement. There's no existing living quarters on the subject property. The department did proper public notice. We did a notice 800 feet around the subject property. And today we did not receive any public comments. The department did issue a CEPA determination of non-significance and referenced the fact that the as conditions that they need to comply with stormwater regulations and Title 19-400 of the critical areas code as far as steep slopes. The recommendation by staff based on the 34 conditions is to recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Is the applicant present?
Yes. I'm the architect, anyway.
Could you state your name for the record?
Wayne Lamont.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Is there anything you wanted to add to the staff presentation?
No, only that I'm actually not only the designer, but I'm a neighbor. And I know both Kim and Godwin and Bob and Adele who plan to live in the ADU. And I, as a neighbor, I fully support it. As an architect, I'm proud to be part of it. And that's it.
And have you had an opportunity to review the staff report? Do you have any questions or concerns with the proposed conditions?
No, I don't.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Not for me.
Okay. So at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone who has called in or is in the, on the video link who wish to provide testimony on this proposal? Ms. Walston, I'm not hearing or seeing anyone. Do you see anything to the contrary? Oh, Ms. Walston, you need to unmute yourself.
There you go. I don't see anyone else. I do see, it looks like maybe a Mr. Salumbo is called in. I'm not sure if he wants to comment or not, but that's
Salumbo,
the only
is there
color.
Anything that you wanted to add?
No, ma'am. I think everything sounds great. I'm ready to go to work.
All right. I think that is it. Anything further, Mr. Smith?
No.
Okay. As Mr. Smith outlined on the material I've received, it does appear that this proposal is consistent with the county's criteria for both the CUP and as well as the criteria that are specific to an ADU. However, I need to hold on making a decision until the record closes, and we have been keeping the record open for a week on these, so through Thursday of next week. And again, that's just to allow in case there's anyone who wanted to comment on the proposal and difficulty calling in. So today is the 11th. We'll keep the record open through close of business on June 18th. If there is anyone who wishes to provide comment on this proposal, they should send that comment to Ms. Walston. She will forward that on to me, and that should be sent to Ms. Walston by close of business or 5 p.m. on the 18th. And then I'm required to have a decision out within 10 business days, although this is a fairly straightforward decision. It will be out before then. Are there any questions from anyone on procedure, either from the applicant or from the planning department?
None for me.
Okay. All right. Ms. Walston, is there anything else that I need to address today?
I think that covers everything.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for your patience in resolving the technical issues up front, and we are adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.